This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Take two. That's right, it's Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and this is the theme to a country practice. Now, regular listeners will know that each and every week when we start to play this theme, that means that we're going to get in touch with Damien Stevens-Todd and find out what's happening in regional Victoria and beyond for our LGBTIQA plus communities, just so they know what's happening. And joining us now on the line is Damien Stevens-Todd. Hey, Damien, how's it going?
Take two. I am here. I am well. Thank you.
Oh, look, I'm glad we figured out all those technical difficulties. I seem to always have trouble with them whenever Robbie's not here to distract me.
It must be the country. We don't have telephones in regional areas yet.
That's you're still using cans and string. Is that how it's rolling?
That's right.
Wait till you get email. You're going to love it. Let's dive in to find out what's happening for our LGBTIQA plus communities in regional Victoria and beyond. Now, the Bendigo Pride Festival is well and truly underway, going all the way till the end of this month. Now, I hear that there's a queer mic night happening on the 11th, which is tomorrow, I believe.
There is, tomorrow night from 5:30 p.m. onwards at the Bendigo Library on Hargrave Street in Bendigo. We have incredible talent across the Loddon Mallee region when it comes to storytelling and spoken word. So do you know how big the Loddon Mallee region is? It goes from Castlemaine right the way up to Mildura. And so we've captured as many wonderful LGBTI storytellers and spoken word artists to come along tomorrow night to the library and entertain you.
Oh, what a fantastic evening. That's happening on Thursday night, but it doesn't stop there in Bendigo, or Bendigo, as you like to sometimes say, does it? Because the Bendigo Queer Film Festival kicks off on Friday for this weekend.
It sure does. There are so many films playing this coming weekend at the B2FF. Bendigo Queer Film Festival. If you missed out during the Melbourne Queer Film Festival on the best of the best, they're bringing them to Bendigo this weekend. This is why I love this regional event, one of my faves, because you can pack a whole month of the best of the MQFF into one weekend in Bendigo and get away from the city.
I mean, I don't know how they picked, because they had so much on and it was so fantastic over 10 wonderful days. To be able to narrow it down and to create some great queer cinema happening in Bendigo with just 4 days, I don't know how they do it.
Indeed. There are lots of films, but there's also a big breakfast on the Sunday morning as well. So come up to Bendigo this weekend and, you know, immerse yourself in films. Some of the names may be familiar to you. Wild Nights with Emily Mapplethorpe. There's a great program going.
Oh, and you're right. You see, if you didn't get the chance to see these films during the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, this is a great opportunity. Now, it is the Bendigo Pride Festival happening, and it's kind of running out at the end of this month, about the 27th of April, but the end of the program seems to end in Castlemaine with the Castlemaine Pride Cup, I believe.
That's exactly right. Join the Castlemaine Magpies, the Kyneton Tigers and the Eagle Hawk Two Blues for a blockbuster day of football, netball and activities as we celebrate diversity and inclusion in sport. This is at Camp Reserve, love the name, in Castlemaine, and make sure you pronounce it Castlemaine, not Castlemaine.
Oh, no, they will go you if you do it wrong. I've made that mistake. I've got friends that live in Castlemaine. Yep, there'll be problems.
Yeah, so Saturday the 27th of April, there is a gorgeous luncheon, there is football, there is activities. If Bendigo's too far, we'll head up to Castlemaine for the day. You won't be disappointed.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Now, if by chance you didn't get to see stuff in the Melbourne Queer Film Festival and you also miss out on heading to the Bendigo Queer Film Festival this weekend, from May 3rd to 5th over that weekend, you can actually go to Shepparton because the Melbourne Queer Film Festival is coming to town.
This is brilliant. MQFF is travelling right across State. What an amazing project. And so on the weekend of the 3rd till the 5th of May, one of my favourites, the centrepiece of the MQFF in Shepparton on Saturday night the 4th of May is going to be the Queer First Nations Shorts. Did you get along to that one, Dean, during the MQFF?
It was absolutely wonderful.
Excellent.
Honestly, so fantastic. It was so wonderful that they were able to turn around this year and go, we have enough Indigenous shorts to be able to do a First Nation shorts, and I'm hoping it's going to become a mainstay each and every year of the festival.
Absolutely. Shepparton has a high population of our Indigenous brothers and sisters, so we're honoured to be able to present that as part of NQSF in Shepparton. We'll have a whole host of other social events in the Shepparton that weekend with brunches and lunches and another film, Tucked, and Rafiki, a favourite
from the
NQSF.
Such great films.
So come up on that weekend. Yeah, every weekend this year you can go to a regional centre and get gay and you know, just be fabulous.
Oh, hey. Why not? And, of course, we're heading into May. Well, we're not there yet, but we're on the way. And that means International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Transphobia and Intersex Phobia is just around the corner. So I believe in Echuca on the 16th of May they're going to have an Idaho rainbow flag raising.
They do. Right across Victoria, there's going to be an array of Idaho events mid-May, in regional areas especially, which is so great. But this event is at the Cross and Vale Community House in Echuca on Thursday the 16th of May from midday. They will be celebrating Ida Hobbit, as some people call it. There'll be a flag raising, there will be community speeches, there will be lunch. Head up to Echuca on the 16th of May and check that one out.
It's going to be absolutely wonderful. And it really does mean a lot, especially in regional spaces, to be able to have these flags be seen and flags raised as well, doesn't it?
Sure does.
So if you want to know about these events or any other events, the easiest way to find out, well, you could subscribe to our podcast because I put links to them each and every week, or you could jump onto Facebook and follow Country Cousins on Joy, which is a fantastic page that Damien runs, which has a whole heap of LGBTIQA plus events that are happening in regional Victoria and beyond. You can like that page. If you've got an event that you're doing you want to let people know about, you can throw that at Damien and he can share that with everyone, or you can tune in with us each and every week as we chat to Damien and find out what's happening. Damien, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll speak to you again next week.
See you then.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.